Hey, it's Jesse. We're working on some new episodes for you that will drop in the fall. But before we get too deep into what's new, we wanted to throw it back to a previous conversation we adored between our producer Sally Swift and Eric Kim. He's a writer for the New York Times, a cookbook author, and he's got a stellar recipe for roasted chicken with fish sauce butter that you have to try to believe. Have a listen.
My name is Eric Kim. I'm a cooking writer for the New York Times food section. I have a cookbook called Korean American. I have all these things going on in my life, but I have a crush on Timothée Chalamet. Over the pandemic, I started writing these fan fiction posts on my Instagram. And it started off as a joke, but then sort of became this weekly series following a character who I was voicing, which was Timothée Chalamet's wife, Reena. Kind of a make-believe situation, but with these stories, there's always food. And I wanted to kind of inhabit this fiction and to imagine what Timothée Chalamet's wife would be thinking while being married to this actor who I adore. So these stories were a little racy. And then eventually, I was working with an editor at Sephora Magazine, and this person, she told me that she was neighbors with Timothée Chalamet's agent. So I found out that she sent the agent some of my stories. So I do think Timothée did read some of them. He definitely didn't reach out, which I don't blame him for, because I don't know if I would reach out to someone writing these stories about me. But who would have thought that these silly little captions would help people so much?
Hello. It's Jesse Sparks, and this is The One Recipe, a podcast all about that one recipe that pro chefs and great cooks turn to again and again. Today is something a little bit different. From time to time now, members of The One Recipe team will get a chance to host the podcast. Today, it's our fearless leader, co-creator, and managing producer, Sally Swift. She caught up with Eric Kim, New York Times cooking writer, and the author of the new cookbook, Korean American. I'll let her take it away.
Hey there, Eric. So when I asked you what the one recipe is that you depend on again and again, did you know what it was right away?
I think so, because it sort of feels like a culmination of all my years as a food obsessive and as someone who has grown up watching the Food Network and then eventually has become an editor and then a writer himself who started developing chicken recipes. There's something about the chicken recipe when you're in food media. It's kind of like a daunting task, because how many chicken recipes can you really put out? But this one felt like all of my favorite things, all of my favorite methods. And it also showcased, most importantly, how lazy I actually am in the kitchen.
It's the key. It's,
right, exactly. It's called roasted chicken with fish sauce butter. And it's really the fish sauce butter in this one that's kind of the draw. And I love reading the comments, because people are always very surprised by it. And it's a very simple formula. It's a tablespoon each of fish sauce, brown sugar, and lemon juice. And you reduce that in a pan until, you know, very sticky. And then you take it off the heat and add a pat of butter and swirl that around until the butter emulsifies with the liquid. And it's the syrupy glossiness that just pours beautifully over the crispy chicken thighs. And I just love, I love roast chicken with croutons, with bread, all that chicken fat, cooking the bread.
Can I just say that is a classic French pan sauce, correct?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, the pan sauce, I sometimes think about like why I do these so much. I think back on, as someone who didn't go to culinary school, I learned it on Food Network. I watched Food Network pretty religiously as a kid. And I don't know if you remember, but this was sort of like all the rage. All the chefs were making this, all the chefs were making on TV were making these pan sauces. And so I think that's where I learned it from. I remember one of the very first ones I did was with trout. So my uncle Young used to take us trout fishing all the time when he was alive. And after we filleted the trouts, we would fry them in a pan. And in that light trout fat, I would like dust some flour in there and lemon juice and white wine, first simple, but as you reduce that down and then do the butter thing again. I think that's where when I first started like incorporating it into my life. And those sauces are just, it's very simple, but I love incorporating them in my recipes because they teach three very like basic things in cooking, which is first deglazing a pan. You can make the dishes easier later, which is, you know, my main reason for doing that. But then you can also teach people what happens when you reduce those liquids. They get very syrupy if you're using wine or even if you're adding sugar to it. And then the butter teaches emulsification. And I just think those three basic things taught me so much about cooking. And I incorporate those techniques in my everyday cooking now.
Well, and I have to say, a pan sauce is just purely sexy. You know, I mean, it just takes addition to a whole new place every single time. Yeah. It's such a great technique. Very hands-off and very smart. Eric, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was our managing producer, Sally Swift, talking with Eric Kim. Eric is a New York Times cooking writer and the author of the cookbook, Korean American. And he also moonlights as Timothée Chalamet's would-be spouse. You can find that recipe for Eric's roasted chicken with fish sauce butter on Instagram at the.one.recipe or at theonerecipe.org. APM Studios executives in charge are Lily Kim, Alex Schaffert, and Joanne Griffith. Beth Perlman is our executive producer. The One Recipe was created by Sally Swift and Erica Romero and is made for you this week by Sally and Erica, associate producer Ren Farrell, technical director Alex Simpson, and digital producer James Napoli. I'm Jesse Sparks, and this is The One Recipe. Go make some magic this week.
I just feel like we are surrounded in this world by bullshit.
So how can you know what's real and what's not? Science versus, that's how. We answer questions like, does anti-aging skincare actually work? And what is your true personality type? And to answer these questions, we don't use opinions. We dive into the scientific studies, talk to the experts, and put it in a podcast that I know you are gonna love. Listen to Science versus on Spotify.